Thanks for joining us as we continue to pray through the Bible during this Advent season. Matthew chapter 1, verses 1 through 6. The book of genealogy of Jesus Christ, the son of David, the son of Abraham. And then the rest of the genealogy in verses 2 through 5. There's no need for Ancestry.com when it comes to tracing the lineage of Jesus. Both Matthew and Luke provided detailed genealogy. You may not have spent much devotional time in this portion of Scripture with the list of names, but the inspired list of names contains important truth. Today, let me just make several observations about this list. Tomorrow, we'll consider a few of the people mentioned in Jesus' lineage. First of all, Matthew gave Jesus' lineage from his legal father, Joseph, through King David, all the way back to Abraham, the father of the Jewish people. That's the first observation. Think about that, all the way back to Abraham. God made two great covenants with his people, the Abrahamic covenant in Genesis 12 and 15, and the Davidic covenant, 2 Samuel 7. Matthew included this genealogy to show that Jesus had the lineage to fulfill these covenants. Five women are included in this list. That's unusual for genealogies in Jesus' time. So we'll consider some in that list. Tamar, Rahab, Bathsheba, and Ruth, we'll consider them tomorrow. Each has an interesting story. When the fifth woman, Mary, is mentioned, an important change occurs. The genealogy repeated the father of, but when Matthew came to Mary, he said, "Of whom was born Jesus?" Of whom is a feminine pronoun indicating that Jesus was the physical child of Mary, but Joseph was not his physical father. Finally, Matthew did not list every individual in the genealogy, but rather chose to list 14 generations in three important historical periods: Abraham to David, then David to the Babylonian exile, then the Babylonian exile to Jesus. So Matthew's genealogy answered the important questions that a Jew would ask of a person who claimed to be the Messiah. Jesus is the royal descendant from King David and has the rightful lineage of the eternal king. Father, this list reminds us that you are mindful of people, not just as a group, but as individuals. Thank you for the truth contained in this genealogy. Thank you in Jesus' name. Amen. Hey, parents, genealogies can be used to show God's sovereign plan and grace in history. With the genealogy in Matthew, you can show your children how God uses people in his sovereign plan for our lives. As you show them that, share your insights with us at prayer@ronmoore.org. That's prayer@ronmoore.org.